Humboldt County's cannabis excise tax is again being suspended after numerous farmers and industry advocates told the Board of Supervisors their financial struggles are getting worse. A majority of county supervisors voted for a one-year suspension of the Measure S tax covering the 2025 cultivation year. Included in the vote are directives for staff to develop further options, including repealing and replacing Measure S. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell recused herself from the discussion and the vote at the November 12th meeting due to paying Measure S taxes herself. This comes after supervisors suspended the tax for 2 years and then reinstated it at a 10% level for payments due this year. During a public comment period, Ross Gordon of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance said a survey the group distributed last September showed worsening conditions in an agricultural industry that's nevertheless still important to the county's economy.
About 107 cultivators responded. Of those cultivators, 85% said that since the board's decision to totally suspend the Measure S tax in November 2022, things have gotten worse. Cultivators reported that average price per pound has dropped from $400 a pound to $350 a pound over the last year. 66% said when asked about their sustainability that they're reassessing from year to year. Just 19% said we're keeping our head above water but not doing great, and just 2% said they're doing well. At the same time, we have economic data now showing from a Sonoma State study that cannabis generates about $669 million a year annually in terms of both the direct revenues and the impact on the rest of the economy, and supports 5,600 jobs. So what does all that data mean? I think it means a couple things are true at the same time. The cannabis industry here is still a major source of economic activity and livelihoods in the county. We think about 10%. And at the same time, nearly every business is struggling, and the businesses that are successful are barely keeping their head above water with very little margin.
Cannabis farmers said they're struggling just to break even and should pay the same excise tax that other agricultural industries do. Zero. The county's previous actions include having farmers who owe back taxes enter payment plans. During a staff presentation, supervisors were told that the total Measure S tax debt to the county is now at about $12 million. The farmers asked for another two-year tax suspension, which Board Chair Rex Bone supported.
You know, I've got a good amount of ag in my district, and this is a single tax on a single product. As was stated earlier, nobody else is paying this tax, but we all want to get a piece of the pie, the state, everybody. And basically, the pie is gone. And if we want to have any idea of maybe having pie later, we're going to have to support the cultivators.
Supervisor Steve Madrone also supported another suspension for 2 years. But Supervisors Natalie Arroyo and Mike Wilson had doubts about that. Wilson said the intent of voters was to produce revenue for services, and there's still support for that.
You know, if we make a decision not to suspend, then we're gonna, you know, there is the other side of this. Every revenue source is on the back of some, you know, whether we get it from whatever taxes we may get from wherever it is and whatever fees we may get, that is, everybody could benefit from, who is being charged or taxed will benefit from a reduction. The question is how many of those can we do and still provide services and be functioning as a county. I mean, I think that's one of the, it was a question today. It's like, we want to not have spending, but then we also, or we want to do services, and then we need revenues to do that.
In characteristically convoluted fashion, supervisors made motions, restated them, and then debated what they actually were. Ultimately, a 3-vote majority agreed to suspend the tax for another year, with Bone voting against due to his support for a 2-year suspension. For the current year, cannabis producers are obliged to pay 10% of the Measure S tax, which is $1 per square foot for outdoor grows, $2 for mixed light, and $3 for indoor. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.